independent, trustworthy and dazzling. Time now for Tommy's Tribune.
Yes, the jingle means that the headlines are rolling in for Tommy's Tribune on this Monday morning. And the best headline this morning will win the Signet Boost Power Bank valued at $59.95. It'll charge up your phone, your tablet, your earbuds powered for a full day, 24-7. No dramas about that. Now, Tommy, before we hook into the headlines today, how did you go with your predictive Tribune headlines from last week?
Morning, Maddie, and morning, listeners, once again. Yeah, I think I went pretty well. Do you want me to give you my Serrato one first or my headlines from the weekend?
Let's go from the weekend, see how close you were to the mark.
Okay, well, I went with living on a check. That was in regards to Cameron Smith. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, have there been any developments over the course of the weekend in regards to Smith's reported signing with LIV Golf?
No, well, he's been playing in the FedEx.
Yes.
So that's wrapped up this morning and he missed out. And you would have heard in the news there, he ended up getting a two-shot penalty from yesterday. So he's had to cop that and also miss out on the chance to be world number one. So nothing doing officially there. So we could probably just put that one on hold.
I think we put that one on hold.
It's not a button. It's just on hold at the moment.
That's fair. Well, my first one then was, and I want to say I was pretty happy with this one. It was Magic Munster. This was in regards to Thursday night's blockbuster game between the Panthers and the Storm. I thought the undermanned Panthers were going to go down. Even though they were at home, they were undermanned. But Munster, I thought he was going to play fullback once again, even though he was named in the sixth jersey. And just some of his stats, Matty, back at fullback. 196 running meters, one line break assist. I think he's just a freak. It's pretty hard not to top that. And I'm just trying to find a headline, Matty. So, Mark, you want to give me that tick, please? I'm just trying to find a headline, not a headline, a text from Wednesday, because there was a listener who called me out. And Matty, you know I like to return serve, so I'm just trying to find it, but I won't find it. He goes, well, Tommy, why do you always pick against the Penrith Panthers? Panthers have lost three games this year, two against the Eels, one against Storm. So obviously I don't pick against them, but the two times I have picked against them, Matty, I've been correct. The first time was that second game against the Eels where I also predicted correctly that a player was going to get sent off. That was Nathan Cleary. And then I predicted the Panthers were going to lose. So whoever that listener was, if you're going to come at me, make sure you get it right.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I love it. When you get fired up, it's pretty easy, folks out there. Send your headlines in or just have a little shot across the bow at 2 a.m. Tommy, and then he gets all fired up about it. 0457 736 736 if you'd like to send through your headlines this morning. Now, we do have a text before we get to those. We've got a text here saying that I'm surprised the NFL scouts haven't signed Matt Burton yet. And we've discussed this. Now, earlier on in the program, Mark jumped in my ear and gave me some figures about the punters in the NFL. So 26 punters in the NFL earn over $1.4 million per year, Australian dollars, right? So 26 punters. And out of that 26, Mark, this is right, isn't it? Three of those are rookies. So never kicked a ball yet. And they're earning more than $1.4 million. Of the 32 teams, there are 49 active punters. And what is it, 48 of or more of them? 48,
yeah, 48 are
earn more than $1 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy money over there, Matty. It is.
Maybe that's how it's... Maybe that's the future. Talk about million-dollar man. Matt Burton could race on over there and pocket 1.4 without kicking.
Now, Matty, my second headline was Suaalii soars for Kangaroos. Now, this was off the back of my so-called controversial Kangaroos team. But now, he didn't soar for a try. But, Matty, you know this. You'll remember this because you called the game. But there was a play where he ran almost 15 metres, took a kick from Tom Dearden or Chad Townsend, and then ran another 20 metres bustling over Cowboys defenders. So I think, Mark, that's another tick for myself.
Gee, being very generous to yourself this morning.
I have
hope you're
to be.
As generous to our headline writers out there in listener land. Was that it? Or
no, I had one more. It was you didn't really like this one. It was weak gutter Raiders. I didn't think they were going to turn up without Ricky, and I was nearly proved correctly in the end, but the Raiders stole that win.
You nearly proved correctly equals you were wrong.
Yeah, and then my headline for Serrato is Cameron's crusade. He's going to lead the Bulldogs back to the promised land.
Yeah, I like that one. All righty, let's go through and get your judgment on the headlines that are coming in. The Signet Boost Power Bank will go to the best. All righty, here's Pedro saying, Roosters giddy up in demolishing Cowboys. That one from Pedro. So
like
that's
it.
a That's what happened on the weekend. Good tick for you. Apprentice top cat becomes top dog in the kennel, says Daz.
Yeah, a bit too long, but yeah, I don't mind. I'll give him a tick.
Why? Come on. That's clever.
That is clever.
That's clever.
Sorry.
You got to give that one. Okay, Chook Man, should we do this one? Toilet pong. Grainy pitches leave Knights with a massive man-sized problem.
I love it. Great work, Chook Man.
Nice, Chook Man. Is Chook Man in the lead at the moment?
He's in the lead at the moment.
I think so. Seraldo to improve Bulldogs Moraldo.
Oh, no. Sorry, Brett. No good. Sorry, Brett.
I had a crack.
I know.
Everything. How about nothing manly about Manly's boyish performance?
Yeah,
Manly's titles hope sunk by Titanic iceberg.
Hey, Matty, quick question. Yes. Do you think, remember last year with the Dragons, the barbecue gate, they didn't win a game at the after that. So they were in the finals picture. Do you see the similarities between that and then the Manly Pride kind of controversy that happened this year?
I certainly wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if they're not going to win another game, but I think there are big problems there. And I posed the question when all this was going on, and it's very hard to try and get into the intricate details of this, but I did pose the question, you know, what happens when there's seven players who don't want to stand with the club on certain issues? What happens when that filters through to the dressing room? The fact is there were seven big name players out on that weekend for a game that they had to win.
Mm.
And that's got to cause problems, because these footballers turn up with one desire each week, to win the game. The rest is all white noise. So I think that there is certainly some issues there that are going to take a while to get through. All right, five-year plan. Gus the man, says Steve.
I like it.
Well, that was a little bit late. Albert goes, man, there's a pong in there.
Yeah, that's a good one, Albert. Good one, Albert.
That's not bad. This one from Statsy, Shush Star. Manly tell star Josh Schuster dropped and told to pull his finger out, concentrating on getting fit and ready for 2023.
Yeah, God, he's gone downhill, hasn't he, Josh Schuster? I mean, that play yesterday, you may have missed it, Matty. There was a play yesterday where he went short side and he had Tolatau Kola, or he thought he had Tolatau Kola inside him, but Kola had run back the other way and Schuster wasn't looking anywhere and just throws the ball out. And the commentators go, oh, maybe you should actually look where you pass, Josh, every now and then. It was very bad.
After another Jekyll and Hyde performance by Parramatta, Brad not sure if he's Arthur or Martha.
Oh, that's a good one, Racing Roy.
That's not bad. Matt says, not since Sonny, there's been issues in the dunny.
That's a good one, Matt. That's a good one, Matt.
That gets a tick. Unemployed NRL coach is happy to wait a few weeks for a position to become available.
I don't know if that's a headline. Risk? I think that's more of a prediction. Sure. Let's go with that.
Yes. Okay. That's about it. 0457736736. Who's at the top of your list? Racing Roy's got to come in.
I think Racing Roy. Oh, here's one from Anthony. Zero to hero in one season. I like that one. But it doesn't come up against Racing Roy, who gets it for Brad. Not sure if he is Arthur or Martha. That's great.
Yeah. There you go. A Signet Boost power bank is coming your way. Trent says about Suoli'i. Denon's been saying that for weeks and weeks, mate, so don't make it out like it was your idea. No, we just wanted to clarify it this morning because I've been hearing absolutely everything. So I did hear it ages ago. Like I said, I heard Brace say it on the Nine coverage a while ago and I wanted to check it out then, and then heard it again yesterday. So, yeah, we can stick with that. Nobody's idea. We're just wanting to make sure that we get the right pronunciations. And for so long, we knew it as Joseph Suoli, but now we know it is Suoli'i. Magic Mitchell punishes poor Panthers, says Marky T, a late headline.
Oh, I like it. I like it. That Thursday night game, Matty, at Accor Stadium is going to be a belter. Go Panthers.
It's going to be huge. We need to take a break. More after this. Stick around.